Hello, welcome back to another episode of Somewhere Over the Crossbar. Today, I am joined by Sam.
Hello.
Sam, one of my closest friends, and yet we don't get him on the podcast. How many times has it been?
Two back in the day, but now we're here for the moment. We're here to talk about some footy.
And talk about how many times. Do you want to tell the people how many times it's taken Axel to get his act together and record the intro? Oh,
technical difficulties, to say the least. Let's be said.
But I've now said this three times. But we were having a look at the earlier podcasts from, I mean, what was it, 2019? And our voices are way too high, but I think we'd like to think they've gotten a little bit.
We'd like to think so, wouldn't we?
There are going to be people out there comparing them now, so we'll see. Anyway, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the FA Cup replays and how the Premier League and the FA Cup have gotten rid of them. They've scrapped them, which has been very, very controversial in the news, as well as the title race. We say it every week now. And the UCL knockouts. I hate to say that. I hate to say UCL knockouts and European knockouts, because my team, Arsenal, in it, and as Sam, a Tottenham fan, laughs. And we're going to be talking about the top four race, and now the fact that because of those funny little knockouts, a funny little Tottenham may not get their Champions League football. So it's going to be a good episode, and let's just get the intro over and done with. So yeah, as I say, today we're gonna get into it. We're gonna start with the FA Cup replays. So a very, very controversial topic this week. The Premier League and the FA, the Football Association in England, have decided to scrap FA Cup replays. For anyone that is unfamiliar with what an FA Cup replay is, Sam, tell them what an FA Cup replay is.
Right. So say you get drawn and you're at home to Harrogate Town.
Love that. Get the name on that.
Yeah, exactly. Names on the names.
We've got to stop recording now.
Yeah. say you draw to them, and then you run off up north to Yorkshire, and then that would be the replay. You go and play at their stadium, and that is where they're making a lot of money. And it's good stuff for the lower leagues. You know, we help out the football community. And now FA's just decided to just scrap that, and football for communities turned out for football for the elites.
Yeah, well, yeah, spot on. I mean, as you were saying, like, it helps the lower league so much. And the other end of the spectrum is, well, what about the teams that have got to play Caribou Cup?
Exactly.
Europa League on the Thursday night, maybe.
Yeah.
Saturday, early kickoff. And then, oh, how are we going to fit in an FA Cup replay? So what they've introduced now, just to clarify, so this season that we've just played and in the past, there have been no replays after the fifth round, which is kind of the equivalent of the round of 16, yeah. Right? And now, from now, the first round, so not the preliminary rounds where the really, really small teams are playing, now from the first round, there will be no replays. And I think just looking at that, that, to me, is stupid, basically. Because in the fifth round, in the round of 16, it's going to be majority bigger teams, right?
Yeah.
So to say, okay, we're going to have no replays after the fifth round, kind of makes sense in a way. It's kind of like, listen, you're at the fifth round. The prize money is going to be big at the fifth round, okay? So if you're a small club looking for money, if you're there, you're going to be getting a decent amount, okay?
It's also like FA Cup, because every now and then you get the odd team that comes in and they're just rags to riches.
Maidenstone.
Yeah, Maidenstone. I mean, Coventry, they are Championship, but semi-finals of FA Cup is ridiculous for them. I mean, like, it's, yeah.
I actually must say, before we carry on, we're recording this episode at 4:15, so the Villa result is going on in the background, but
come on.
Neither of us have had a look at the Coventry Man United score. So maybe by the end of the day, we know Coventry have lost. Maybe we know they've won. But as you say, so, you know, the teams that get onto the further rounds, that's really big for them. But yeah, as I said, the reason I think that kind of makes sense, the no replays off the fifth round, is the big teams like City. I mean, Pep Guardiola talked about yesterday. He did an interview on the BBC, and he's basically saying, "I can't believe my team survived."
Yeah.
You know, we were playing Wednesday night, and I cannot believe that we played Saturday. I mean, I think it was
he was just outraged that they had to play an FA Cup semi-final so soon after a UCL knockout, which I don't blame him, but like, it is pretty mental what the schedules are doing. It's like, yeah, teams nowadays.
And like, you've seen way more injuries now. I think of not in this league, but in La Liga in Barcelona. I mean, Pedri, Gavi, they both... Gavi just tore his ACL a few months back. Yeah. Pedri's been out for a lot of the season. I'm sure there are loads more examples in the Premier League. Newcastle, I mean, how many injuries are there?
Spurs earlier in the season.
At the moment. I mean, injuries is a big part of the game, and obviously more games are going to affect that. So I get the argument from, people like Pep Guardiola.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, I agree with that previous rule. I mean, some people will say even after the fifth round there should be replays because those teams that are there, like Maidstone, they want as much money as they want. I think, fair enough, they probably do want as much money as they want. Well, do I think they should get that? Listen, they're getting enough. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, now it's from the first round.
Yeah.
And to put into context of, okay, people might be thinking, you know, replays. They're not going to be meaning much. Well, that's not true. I think in the 70s and the 80s, Wimbledon versus Leeds, I mean, back in the day, Leeds, massive, massive club, as we all know, raised AFC Wimbledon, because of that replay, raised $45,000, which is a lot of money. It's a huge amount of money. Back
in the day, football industry was...
Huge amount of money, £45,000. And 2 years later, after that that replay, they admitted that they may not have been elected in the Football League without that sum. And that shows how big it is for a smaller team down the football pyramid to be playing one of the big boys, even if it's a home replay.
Yeah.
Huge. I've also got a stat here. 12 out of the 19 replays over the last 10 years have been in a stadium over 25,000. And a very, very small percentage of them have been in a stadium over $7,000.
I think there was one for Tottenham. I think we played, it was like Rochdale in the earlier rounds. And then the commentary, they were like really, really boosting them up because they actually got to have a replay at Wembley Stadium back when our stadium was getting repaired. And it just shows the value it means to them. Like, even if they're going to get like wellied at... at Wembley.
Let's humble yourself there a little bit. Come on, you're Tottenham Hotspur.
Against Rochdale. I'm going to cut us some slack. Come on. But yeah, the value of replays is really like undermined. And now it's just, now they're a goner.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. As a team, I mean, we're both supporters of big clubs, right? We've seen, I mean, I know Tottenham aren't in Europe this year. But even so, you're playing, I mean, your schedule is still, I mean, Premier League schedules are mental. And as are the smaller leagues. You know, they play 46 games in a season.
Yeah.
And they've got to play Carabao Cup and they've got to play FA Cup. I mean, are they going to be getting further in those competitions? Probably not. Schedules all round are crazy. So from that point of view, can you understand why they've made this decision?
I feel like it kind of supports Pep Guardiola's argument because he was talking about schedules and with these replays, like, gone, Pep Guardiola's argument is kind of supported because they're not going to have as many games. Obviously, at this point in the season, there wouldn't be any replays, but in general, schedules, like, you can see, I feel like you can see where Pep Guardiola's come from.
I mean, around that January period where those first rounds are happening.
Yeah, yeah.
The schedule around then is crazy.
It is ridiculous, but, like, I feel like it's almost like leveling out the playing field for the big teams because like you've got to like keep some balance between the leagues. Like that doesn't really make sense. But but with them playing their FA Cup games, they like it's got to.
Yeah. I understand exactly.
Yeah.
And what the Premier League have said is that, listen, we're going to get rid of the replays.
Yeah.
But what we are going to do is redistribute the money, okay? We're going to try and make some more redistribution. And arguably, that makes sense. The winner of the FA Cup gets £6.8 million. Okay?
Yeah.
But in the last 20 years, it's always been a top six winner other than Tottenham. Yeah. Because you haven't won it. But it's always been a top six winner other than Portsmouth and Wigan when they both won it, which was, I mean, huge for them, right?
Yeah.
But in the if you go from the first round to the third round with no replays, you only get £90,000, which is, I mean, listen, it's not nothing. But if Man City win £6.8 million, it's not going to do that much for them.
That's for them. That's chicken feed. Like, exactly. They don't care about that.
So you can see where they're coming from. Let's actually listen. Let's be fair to the bigger clubs. We're gonna give them a smaller schedule. On the other side, though, let's give them a little bit less money and redistribute it throughout the Football League.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that is like that's something from the Premier League. I mean, I mean, this is a bit off topic, but we see in the Super League, like they just that it's consulting the big teams, almost removing them from the 96, and then just like the elite of football just making decisions for them rather than the clubs. And but like this from the Premier League, like that, I think that's actually something. That's more bringing football back to the community rather than keeping it up in football for business.
But again, that whole thing of them not consulting the EFL, I mean, that's just like, that just doesn't make really any sense. I mean, I completely get why they're outraged, and you can completely get why football fans are kind of like, why wouldn't you talk to the EFL? Maybe because you know that you wouldn't be getting what you want, basically, you know?
Yeah.
There was one more thing I wanted to talk about, and I've lost it now. What is it? Mine's gone blank, Sam. Oh my god.
What is it?
What are we talking about? We're talking about replays. Replays. We're talking
about money.
We're talking about the Super League. There we go. Yes. One thing about the Super League is that, in fact, next season the Champions League format is changing. Two more games for each European team, right? With the new system. You're following what I'm saying?
I don't know this one.
Right, well, if Sam doesn't know it, maybe my audience doesn't know it. So, the new Super League next season, the new Champions League format and European format is changing. So, it's no longer going to be a group stage.
Oh, it's now that's be what it is.
A massive league.
So,
hence why there's no more spots now for Champions League teams, because there's more teams in it. But the point is that now two more, each team in those competitions, any European competition from Conference League to Champions League, will now be playing guaranteed an extra two games a season. So we're talking about bigger teams now having to play more. You can kind of understand now why they've gotten rid of the replays.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like that. Now it's just balanced out. I mean, it just. I don't understand that, like, because it's just money grabbing all the time. I don't understand why, like, they got plenty of money, but they're just constantly going for more, and they're not doing anyone any favours but themselves. By them, I mean the football elites and owners.
Yeah, and I think also it's a shame that UEFA isn't really working with the Premier League, nor are they working with EFL, and EFL aren't working with the Premier League, with UEFA. Premier League aren't working. They're not working together.
It's Gianni Infantino, that
oh, like, FIFA, don't get me started.
So the FIFA president, he was, like, the centre of, like, the Qatar World Cup, and he was a proper, like...
Said some questionable things.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I was ginger as a kid. I was partly disabled. You should, like, give me some sympathy. Comparing that to, like, tragedies and, like, construction of stadiums.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And human rights in Qatar. Yeah. It's crazy. But I think we've talked about enough about the replays.
Yeah.
If I could give you a last question of, if you're the Premier League, you're the EFL, you're whoever, as maybe as a Tottenham fan as well, what would you do? What is your decision? And why, of course?
No, I feel like there's got to be some element of, like, the lower leading teams, they need some support if they're going into these big competitions, they're facing up against big teams. That I feel like, just keep the replays. Like, I don't see the problem with them. Like, sure, you've got a busy schedule, but, like...
Especially if there's no replays after the fifth round, as there has been in the past. That helps bigger teams and their complaints.
This is going to be a proper tin pot thing to say, but, like, You're a footballer. Don't say it. you're a footballer. You're meant to play football. Like, sure, you got a game, like maybe two games a week if you're like City, but it's not that big a deal. Like, you're playing like what, Carlisle United. Like,
even if we're talking about ACL injuries and all of these injuries, two more games a season for UEFA clubs. I still
stand by it, because like it's football as a community coming first. We're not with no football for the elites, like, and lower also, league clubs. It's like they're back in the 60s and 70s playing football, not for money but for the entertainment of others and themselves.
And also, there's only been in the last 10 years, there's only been 19 replays.
Yeah,
That have been over 25,000, and then a small percentage under 7,000, which kind of suggests, basically, my point is, there's not actually been that many replays. And if a team like Man City are losing to a Carlisle, for example, your punishment is you're going to have to play an extra game. Like, you should be winning, right?
Exactly.
So I think I agree. I think replays. It's a very much money minded, as well as let's protect the top and not really the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's what football's all about. We're so lucky in England to have... I mean, if you look at the leagues around the world, you lose a lot of the competition element of football in the lower leagues. League Two, National League, these are well-watched leagues. These are leagues of communities with... I follow Harrogate Town, one of the smallest clubs in England. We go to stadiums where they're full, 7,000 people.
I also think a team like Wrexham, like, I feel like with their new ownership and that just their come up, it brings a whole new audience to low league football.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and also like Luton's story of them coming all the way up, you can like, that'll bring more attention down to the lower leagues, Championship, how close it is even now, and it is very good across the board of English football.
You mentioned Wrexham, my mind has unfortunately gone blank, but I remember they brought a bigger team back to their place last season and they won, and then they went on to play Sheffield United and lost. But
I think it was a Championship team. Don't remember.
That's fine. But my point is, you're right. I mean, there's a documentary about Wrexham. People are really invested in that league. In League Two, they've just gotten promoted. So you're right. I think it brings more eyes to football. I agree. I think FA Cup is magical. And
oh yes,
in a way, they've kind of fixed something.
They
fixed something that isn't really broken.
It's probably one of the best domestic competitions.
I think best in the world, for sure.
Yeah.
And as I say, the reason for that is because the smaller teams in England have a bit about them, you know?
I think that is just the foundations of FA Cup.
For sure. Definitely. Yeah. Is that? Do you have anything on your mind that you need to say on this subject? Or are we ready to move on?
Football for community, not for the top.
Love that.
Bosh.
Great way to end it. Now we're going to move on to the title race.
Yes.
And we do talk about this very often, but that's because there's only four games left. Five games left for most of the teams in the division.
Six for us.
Four for Aston Villa after they played today. We've both got the run-ins, and we don't need to talk about the title race too much, because a lot of our listeners know. I mean, they'll know the fixtures off by heart by now. I know I do. But have you got the run-ins down or?
So Spurs, we got Arsenal.
No, for the top race, for title race first.
Yes.
Top four race, we're gonna do in a minute.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Don't worry, I'm here to tell you. Arsenal. So I think I've basically done it. So the three big games. I did this last week. The three big games that. The three teams, Arsenal, Liverpool and Man City, have to play. As it stands, and this is again before taking into account any of the Sunday matches, so we don't know the Liverpool result. I don't think it's even started yet. Arsenal, 33 games, 74 points. Man City, 32 games, 73 points. Liverpool, 32 games, 71 points. So basically, Arsenal 3 points clear of Liverpool. If they win, that changes, and City have a game in hand. And they could go 2 points clear. Yeah. We'll start with City. We look at City's games. They've got Brighton away, Forest away and Spurs away as the three games that I've kind of thought that's actually quite tough. They've got West Ham on the final day as well. You're a Tottenham fan.
Mm-hmm.
You hate Arsenal. I mean,
that a question.
Can I just quickly a sentence on two mm-hmm. of how your life would be affected if Arsenal were to win the league?
Probably have to move out of London, mate. It's without a shadow of doubt, someone's gonna have to deport me somewhere far away from North London. Just
so yeah. I mean, I would like to say we've got an unbiased fan in the room, but in a way, probably got a little bit of a biased fan. But as do I with me, so it kind of balances out, I guess. But we look at Man City. Okay, they've obviously just got knocked out of the Champions League, but they're on a fantastic run of form. They haven't lost a game in a very, very long time. Brighton, Forest away, Spurs away. Are they games which make you look like... How does that make you feel? In my opinion, I'm looking at that and thinking, where are they going to drop a point there? I mean, I've written down Brighton away. They've got to play that on this Thursday night, having played Champions League football to 120 minutes, FA Cup... at Wembley, a very, very, very high-intensity game game. And then they've got to play Brighton away, which isn't an easy game. Brighton are a very good team. Obviously, Arsenal dismantled them. But having to play so many minutes in such a small amount of time...
Away games...
That's a tough game.
Yeah, big away games. Brighton, I mean, good team. I never see fight in Brighton. I feel like they're more of like... They're a good team. They play good football.
Tactically, yeah.
But yeah, they're not really like a...
If it's not their day,
It's not really a battling team. Forest, I think, that's a tough one. I think that it'll bring out... It's going to go one way or the other. They either don't get a result or they'll absolutely batter them.
Either City will lose or drop points or they'll batter them.
I agree, that is the summary.
Sorry, I thought you meant Forest would batter them.
No.
I hope so.
Yeah, and then us.
Because obviously Forest are fighting for their life, right? So, they've lost today, I think. What was it?
They lost 2-0 to Everton. Just now.
And that was a huge game in the relegation battle. Yep. Obviously, Everton were on 27 points, now on 30.
Yeah.
That leaves Forest only on 26, 1 point ahead of Luton, who are doing very badly themselves. Yes. Away, the City Ground, great stadium. You can tell that I'm trying to hype myself up for this and all of the factors. As you say, realistically, you'd expect them to get a result.
Yeah. I feel like after the Chelsea game, like the media hyped up as sort of a way of showing that... They are champions because they faced a good Chelsea team. They defended like brilliantly, and then it made out like they were in a bit of a crisis. But yeah, they got the result, and I feel like that does put them on track.
Overcoming that Champions League defeat of under 20 minutes for sure. But then the last one on my list is Spurs away, and it's been quite a weird history between head to head you and City. The results you've gotten results against them.
Yeah, I mean this season we
3-3, right?
Yeah, that was at home, and that was very, very controversial end to the game.
That was at the Etihad.
That was the one where the referee just cancelled Grealish's possible 1-on-1. Debate.
Oh, of course.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That was crazy.
And I was sat there biting my fingernails.
I was with Harry watching that in the pub.
And then we had the FA Cup game. We had that at home. We struggled there. I think that was...
What was the result there, sorry?
That they won 1-0 in the 80-something minute. Okay. Ake scored it. It was one of those ones where it's like Vicario and his set pieces just didn't work, but we are known for being their bogey team. I do think we'll 100% give them a tough game, I think goals will be scored, and I'll go draw.
I think this is something that I think Harry, the other Tottenham fan, that often comes on this podcast, has talked about. And something that I think is clear to see, Ange Postecoglou has a way of playing.
Yes.
And I think some might say it's a strength. I look at it as a little bit of a weakness.
Mm.
If things aren't going his way, and I'll give you my example for me, is the Chelsea match where you lost 4-1. Now, I know plenty of Spurs fans that look at that and say, I love that from him. You know, he's sticking to his way of playing. Listen, he's got a red card. He's sticking to where he's playing. And he's gone out with a bit of pride. You know, I look at that and say, if he sat back, If he subbed on a defender, he could have easily gotten a draw in that game. They won that game from a high line. So now I look at this massive big game, basically. And to be honest, we're going to get on to the Spurs. You have to play Liverpool, City and Arsenal. Three big games, not only for those three clubs. Tottenham, I mean, we're going to talk about the top four race in a second. But that's a big game for you. And I look at that and I think this idea that Ange doesn't really adapt to the environment he's in. If City, on that day, say, listen, we're dominating. 45th minute, they're dominating. They're 2-0 up. They're dominating possession, right? They're beating your high line. Ange isn't going to change that. I mean, does that not worry you?
He's a very, like, to himself manager. He won't. I don't like him, you know. I know. And I think sometimes he'll be good with substitutions. Like we saw that with our game before Newcastle. I think it was Palace. And then we came back and Forest. Good substitutions, like in the defensive midfield, Højbjerg and Saar changed game. That part of his managerial style is good. He'll never ever change our style of football, though, as you said with Chelsea. And it keeps us on edge. But
so a lot of Tottenham fans. I mean, I'm keep saying his name, Harry.
Yeah,
he comes on. He said last time he said this that was a positive thing for him. He was happy with that, you know. It's a distinct style of play. Do you feel the same?
It does make sense. I feel like it shows strength of character, in our team, because no one of our players would stray away from the style of football we wanted. No one, we're like a family. I've got to go ahead and say it. Yeah, they all love each other. They love the big man, and
Big Ange.
Big Ange, and. But it also brings the fans together because they know our team's strong together and it is stable. It's just whether we get the result seems to be a bit more neglected, which can be a problem, cannot be.
It is a points-based industry.
It is. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like this season's all it's been about is development because we had Ange coming in, we weren't that sure. And now, and then we were like, oh, we might win the title, big might. Let's be said about that. And then we had
Ax was making unsure
faces. Yep. And then injury crisis and again, it showed how we can develop and also shows what Ange can do as a manager. And now we're very much on a roller coaster for the last stretch of the season, but I'm going to remain confident.
So you've gone with a draw for that game?
I still think that is quite confident, but like I feel I feel like it's draw or I'll go win for us.
Yeah. Oh, so you actually think you'd expect City to drop points there? I mean, obviously, listen,
I do think so. It's very Spursy for us to like beat City, beat Liverpool. Lose to Arsenal.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah. And if that wins you the title, I'm going to be crying into my pillow.
So we talked about Man City, Brighton, Forest, Spurs. In their own rights, three difficult games. We'll talk about Arsenal. You mean we've got Chelsea at home, Spurs away, United away. It would be... in fact, let's not talk about Arsenal yet. Let's leave that to last. Liverpool, Everton away, West Ham away, Spurs at home, and they've got Villa away. So I've actually put four there. I think Villa's on the final day. That's three tough games. As you mentioned, it would be Spursy to beat Liverpool at Anfield.
Yeah.
You look at those four games. Everton away, Merseyside derby. It's an occasion game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everton, I do think they're going to be safe. They're only on 30 points.
Yeah.
I just think it's between Forest or
They have a game in hand on Forest and 4 points clear. So I mean,
West Ham, I'm pretty sure, have been absolutely battered today.
I don't know if the game's up, but Crystal Palace.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah. Crystal Palace. I think when I looked, it was 4-0. Maybe it's 5-4 now. I don't know. But you look at those four games, Everton, West Ham, Spurs, Villa. On the form that they're on, they've been knocked out by Atlanta. Europa League, lost to Palace last week. What do you think?
Trent's little tweet of like, oh, 1 out of 4 done after he won.
Hungry. Yeah. He said, I'm hungry.
Hungry fool.
He's starving.
He's starving, lads, mate. What is he going on? I did initially want Liverpool to win the title because City, that would be same old stuff. Arsenal, obviously not. But I feel like it would have been nice to have Klopp go out with a bang, but like...
It would be nice for Klopp to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Jesus. Coming from a Tottenham fan.
Yeah, well, I probably shouldn't have said that.
you can tell that like Stan's going to be listening to that thinking,
Sam, what have you done? But no, I think City are basically won it.
Yeah.
I do.
But I mean, those are three really tough away games that we talked about.
But like, again, it's last season, another good title race. This season, even better title race. Next season, like, Spurs to be in it.
I'm going to say something.
Chelsea to be in it.
I'm going to say something here. Do you want to hear my hot take?
Go on, lad. Arsenal going to win it next year?
If Arsenal beat Chelsea and then go on to beat Spurs this week, right? They so by win. Next weekend.
They are very likely.
By this, yeah. by next weekend, by next Sunday, we're all going to know what's happened, right? If they are to beat those two good teams, Chelsea just beat Everton 6-0, and they very close, they put a really good show on the semi-final, nearly beat Man City with a bit more finishing, maybe. They would have won. I think if Arsenal win those two games, I think we've won the league. And I say that because I just think...
Where do you see City dropping points?
I think I see City dropping points when they look behind them and see Arsenal. I don't think Arsenal will drop a point if they beat Spurs. I don't think they will. Can I be honest with you? I think we're gonna lose or draw to you. And I think we're not going to win the title. This is how it's going to work for Arsenal. This is my prediction. We win Spurs, we won the league. If we win Spurs, I don't think we beat Spurs and then not win the league. I think Man City are Brighton away, Forest away, Spurs away, and then West Ham at home on the final day. I think there's only 2 points in it, Sam. 2 points. Our goal difference is superior. Okay. I can feel myself. The bubbles are coming up.
It's
here.
Bright.
I'm getting too excited now. But I think goal difference is superior. All they have to do is draw, and I think the title could be in our hands. Yeah. So, but you think City?
Yes.
But you seem nervous.
Oh, I am nervous.
So is that? I mean,
because this game, the game on the weekend, or this coming weekend, is outrageously big.
I think it wasn't last year, but the year before, you had that. Was the top four one?
Yes. Where it was. Last season, we got murdered by you.
As you'd expect, then, to be honest, because I think you lot were having an off season.
We were having an awful season. You were having a.
But then 2 seasons before, both teams were in the top four race.
Yeah, and
we lost, was it 2-3-0?
3-0. It was like nectar.
And I think Arsenal were probably favourites going into that game. We had the Saliba injury. I'm getting all confused.
No, because you had the main problem was Rob Holding.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then you had another one of your little minion centre backs. And then Holding got sent off.
That's it.
And we just tore you apart, and it was.
Think this game on the weekend is actually bigger than that game?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Because it's your title race and then it's our title.
And
four.
Oh my, this is... It's,
our
it's,
schedule
It's such a script, isn't it? This is such a script because you've got to play Liverpool and City.
Oh, yeah. And even, like, we haven't even talked about Chelsea away. Like, Chelsea always show up against us. And it's just one of those ones, and it's...
Well, in fact, I think we've talked enough about the title race.
Yeah.
You're saying City, though. You're sticking with City.
Oh, yes.
For second place...
Arsenal.
I agree. I think Liverpool are out. I don't think they're going to win it. But maybe they'll prove us wrong. UCL, and this is where... I mean, we've got pieces of paper in front of us. And Sam has a minimal amount for the FA Cup and the title race. But he's got far more than me for the top four race. Obviously, the UCL knockouts last week, midweek. Bayern Munich beat Arsenal. City beat City beat no, Real Madrid beat City. I'm losing it. Yeah. I don't know how many minutes we're in now, but I'm already
lost
losing
the plot,
it.
Mate.
34 minutes in and I'm losing it. What's going on? Yeah. Those and Liverpool obviously lost to Atalanta. That means that it's very unlikely that that top five is going to happen.
Mm.
Obviously, two bad results for both Arsenal and City. But I don't think they're actually horrible. I think, but you know, your
Bayern game that was a very very good game, because I don't know where this like Arsenal ego came from, because you said we'll be at the Emirates, we'll batter them like 3-0, and then
pray for Bayern was trending on Twitter.
Yeah, and Kane just with the gold just shushed the Arsenal fans. It was it just couldn't have gone any better.
Yeah,
and then at the Allianz Arena, you lot were good. You did. I don't remember how many chances you had. If it was like that close,
it was a very cagey game, but neither team really had a chance. And then we basically lost a man, and they great ball into the box, and Kimmich scored.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a bottling. I think Bayern.
I think it's very harsh to put on you call it a bottling.
Bayern are a really good team, and I think also if you basically don't take advantage of having a full stadium in the first leg, no away fans, you're going to go to Germany and struggle. City obviously lost. Yeah. No top five race. We're not too concerned about that. That's in the past now. I'm saying that as an Arsenal fan. You're running, so it's. Looking at the league, I've got the league here. It's 63 points for Aston Villa, 60 points for Tottenham. Obviously, there's a game in hand for Aston Villa, and there will be another game in hand this weekend when they play. By the way, why Spurs haven't played this weekend, I'm really...
I should probably have found that out, but...
I don't know. Maybe understand. It's probably not even... In the state of football in this country, there's probably not even a reason. But, yeah. Sam, tell me about your running first.
It's absolute hell. Yeah, so Arsenal at home, as we said earlier,
your next game is Arsenal at home.
Unbelievably big game. Chelsea away that midweek.
Tough game. I mean, Battle of the Bridge, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's within that week.
Oh my god, midweek.
Within that week, we have three ridiculously big games. So Arsenal at home, Chelsea away, always show up, just how it is. Liverpool away, probably going to lose that. Anfield is just ridiculous. Yeah. And then Burnley home. I'd like to think we'll win that.
Definitely.
City at home is another. It's one where like we're supposed to be their bogey team, and hopefully we'll beat Sheffield away to conclude the season.
That's crazy. You've got six games left.
Yeah,
it's a lot of games.
Three of them in the space of a week. Like,
I really can't work out why they haven't put you. That's really weird. There must be a reason, because it doesn't make sense to make you play so many games and then give you the week off today, giving you, a 2-week break for the Arsenal?
It's because City and the FA Cup, they couldn't play us.
Oh!
We were supposed to...
Oh, there you go.
That's the reason, my bad. I forgot. Yes, we were supposed to play... No, it was supposed to be Chelsea, that was it.
Fine. Okay, that does make sense. But even so, just put the... I don't know, I feel like maybe they can mess around with pictures. Yes, I don't know. Yeah. The way you were talking there, you said Arsenal's a big game, right? Maybe we can take points off you. Then you said City, that's our bogey team. You said Anfield, you said Liverpool, we'll probably lose that.
Yeah.
So out of those three teams, and we've both just said Liverpool are gonna come third in the title race, we think.
We basically
think that they're the worst of those three teams, and you've said Anfield away, we're probably going to lose that. Why is that?
Yeah, you put me in a pickle there. But
it's
Anfield is like, some say the atmosphere is not great, so, but like it is just like Liverpool's haven. Last season, mental game 4-3, losing the last minute. I think. Best we've come out of there is like a 2-2 back when Wanyama scored that unbelievable volley.
Mm.
Ugh. And but yeah, it's I don't think we've won there for a ridiculously long time.
Head up, mate. Come on.
I know. It's hard being a Spurs fan, mate. But yeah, I'm looking at this fixture list and might be party time for Villa.
Yeah.
You know. Happy thoughts.
What's the Villa running?
Villa running. So they're big. So they've got other big games, but they're four. So Chelsea at home, like one way or the other. Brighton away. Brighton away. I don't know.
Again, we've said that basically. Yeah. Brighton away for City could be tough. Mm. Brighton away for Villa could be tough. I mean, the European battle for Brighton will be on, I think. They're definitely still in that running. Definitely a tough game.
Liverpool at home.
For Aston Villa?
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. Start again, sorry. You've just said...
So, Chelsea at home, Brighton away, Liverpool at home, Palace away. That is their four, like, main ones, I think. So that is their four games left. Obviously, they're playing, what is it? Playing Bournemouth right now.
Yeah.
So that is their running. And I'm looking at it, and obviously ours is ridiculous. But Villa, you know, away to Palace, away to Brighton.
Yeah.
Could be some.
I think Villa. I mean, December Villa was second in the league, top of the league at times. Yeah. In a way, and actually, no, I say this now, you can say this for both teams, because you were top of the league at one point, and yeah. I think at the start of the season you had a fantastic journey until about mid-November when you got that injury crisis. Yeah. Both teams have had their high points in the season. I think Villa have been off the steam recently. I say that, they've just beaten Arsenal, right?
Yeah.
But I look at Villa, I do think Spurs are a better team than Villa. And they're, as you say, their running isn't easy. But again, I think it's kind of a thing of like, if similar to the Arsenal thing, like if Arsenal beat Chelsea, Spurs, then they're going to win the league. If Tottenham get over those bigger teams, let's say you beat Arsenal this weekend, I mean, who's going to stop you?
Yeah, that it. Oh,
it's all about it's all about speculating this, isn't it?
I love the Premier League. That just sums up this episode. To be honest, like the Premier League is. It's gift enough, just like Spurs. We got.
Oh, Spurs, speaking to the microphone, mate.
Sorry, Spurs. Like it's we just don't know what I'm saying, but we just.
Sorry, I put you off there. No, listen. Like it's. I think it's meant this season. It's the way it's panned out. So as we've mentioned this so many times, I can't get my head around that you've got to play all three of the big dogs. Basically, you've got to win all the title games. So I think the fact that you've got to play all of those games, it's kind of like one way or the other, you're either going to win all of those games or you're going to lose all of them, you know? And that could be the defining factor.
It's either Spursy or not Spursy. I think that does sum it up.
I think that also sums up the episode. I think we're bringing it to a close now. My final question to you, I've actually already asked you this a little bit.
Go on.
Premier League, you've said Man City.
Uh-huh.
Top four.
Okay, you know what,
actually, I'm actually asking you further that. All give right. me your four teams in order, please.
You want top four?
Yeah.
All right, cool. No, like, I feel like I've been very negative this whole episode, but I think now I'll go City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Spurs.
Fair enough. Interesting. Yeah. And we've talked about the reasoning for Liverpool and Arsenal and City. For Spurs, that simply is because...
Fight and... Back in form. Yeah, fighting spirit. Bring your legs together and end this season off. Just please, Tottenham, just give me something to enjoy.
Fair enough.
I mean,
I think Tottenham are going to not get top four. No, I think I'm actually really intrigued to know what the Aston Villa result is. I kind of feel like this is the beauty of doing it. 4 o'clock and on the Sunday, you don't know. The audience do know. That's huge, because if they drop another 2 points, you could go 6 points clear, 5 points clear. So that's huge.
God, Sam, Slanky.
Thank you for coming on.
Yep, it's been a pleasure.
We'll get you on again soon. The Euros, I mean, you're going to be all over that.
Go on the beer gardens.
Yeah. Podcast in the beer garden.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you everyone for listening on whatever platform you've been on. Make sure to follow us on all social media, which is Twitter or X, which is, oh my God, I've changed the name.
You've changed the name of your podcast.
And on Twitter, and I can't remember the handle. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, silly boy.
Search up Summer of the Crossbar, will come up. And obviously on Twitter, on Instagram, at Summer of the Crossbar. I know that for sure. Thank you for listening. Sam, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.